100% locally made.
Live across Newcastle.
This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
All right, happy hump day. Good morning, Ari. How are you today?
It's Wednesday already.
Yes, it is. You've understood the situation and the week, the structure of the week.
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. All energized. Yesterday we had our big not-so-silent night.
Yeah, that took a lot out of me.
Look, by the end of it, yeah, sure.
I was rapid-fire, like, drink giving.
Yeah, that's true. You were on the drink stand.
Oh, yeah.
Here, have a sarsaparilla.
There was like probably 8 different types of Saxby drinks, which was great. I even had one myself.
Ooh.
But like, yeah, it was just a lot to get through. Yeah. So many like drinks I was shooting out at everyone. It was crazy.
Yeah, took you back to your hospitality days.
Yeah.
In a way.
I said to our boss, JT, I was like, it's a good thing that I was in hospitality for a lot of years, mate. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to have this rapid fire.
It was such a smooth process.
Yeah, and he's like, we appreciate you, Ari. My good answer.
You've understood the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good night.
Yeah, it was lovely.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as... And on the air now.
So yesterday afternoon, I decided to treat myself to a Boost juice.
Ooh.
And...
Where do you go? Where's your local Boost?
Glendale.
Good.
Yeah. Actually, so just a quick little tip.
Yeah.
If you want the better Boost juice, go to Glendale as opposed to Charlestown.
Right.
Every single Boost has been spot on from Glendale for years. Charlestown, always a hit and miss.
That is a top tip from a professional
Boost juice
drinker.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Yeah.
Every flavour is so good at Glendale. Anyway, so I decided to treat myself to that. And then just for a little bit of a relax in the afternoon, went over to my neighbour's house, Tanya's, and kind of visited and kind of chatted, got my therapy from her, and then got my baby therapy from little baby Marco.
Oh, cute.
So for those who don't know, my really good friend and neighbour, she had her son Marco about 4 months ago, and he is the biggest character I've ever met.
Oh, how good.
He'd be great for this show, I'm telling you, when he's older.
Very funny.
Oh, he's hilarious. And, like, we were just, like, playing together for, like, 2 hours. It was fantastic. Aww. What therapy it was. It was fantastic.
You felt more relaxed afterwards?
I actually did. I was, like, feeling
good.
Quite rough around the edges yesterday after the show. So I was like, I just need some baby therapy. And it worked. And it's really strange.
Nice.
Like, I know it's a bit sentimental. It's very strange. But I've never really liked children that much. Until kind of baby Marco came into the world. Now I'm just in love with children.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah,
oh, how good. Yeah, no, that's nice. You've just met a
kindred.
Kid that you connect with. That's
a kindred spirit.
That is so cool.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
We all have heard of the Hawk Tour Girl. If you haven't, her name's Hayley Welch, and she was essentially asked about, you know, the best ways to perform in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Or what acts work well. And this was her response.
You gotta give him that hawk tour and spit on that thing. You get me?
It was just a random, like, piece to camera with just some YouTuber or something in a busy Las Vegas street, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, pretty sure the YouTuber was just walking down and getting boxes
talking to people going, you know, trying to get some funny reactions.
Yeah, and it did.
It certainly did. It went viral. She then has sort of turned this into some semblance of a career.
Yeah.
She got her own podcast, which went to number one for a while, called Talk Tour.
That's funny.
Which is, I think, is pretty clever, to be fair. Then she decided to enter the cryptocurrency market by launching Hawkcoin.
Hawkcoin.
With it's basically a meme coin, launched on December 4th. Trading under the $Hawk as the sort of like symbol for it. It got to a peak total market value of $490 million.
I'm confused. How do you just come out with a currency?
Well, you can just mint one. You can just make one. Anyone can. But you need people to buy it. Otherwise, it means nothing, right?
But I honestly don't get how it all works.
That's fine. Yeah, you just create a currency, make it up. Anyway, this is then there was a major sell-off straight away because people they got their share of this $490 million and they went, oh, I want the money really.
Yeah.
So they sold off and it's now dropped to $26 million.
Oh.
Now, ironically, when this sort of thing happens, it's like the technical term for it is a pump and dump scheme. Which could not be more suitable for this person. And, well, look, people are investigating her as to whether the whole thing was a bit of a scam, that sort of stuff.
It just all works well together, doesn't it? Tour and pump and dump on that thing.
It certainly does.
UFM.
The Novos.
So my favourite former participant from Married at First Sight Australia, her name is Lucinda Lush. You don't know who she is. She is just an absolute gorgeous person.
So just to describe her, because I had to look into the internet to find out more about her.
She has her own website, so you can go and check it out. It's amazing.
Flowing blonde hair, very sort of a hippie out of Byron look, in her, 30s probably?
Oh, I think she's in her 40s.
Okay, 40s, sure. There you go, looking good for her 40s.
Oh, yeah.
And let's do a couple of impressions of her accent, can we? Just from you.
No, I just want us to really connect with each other. I mean, that's just what's important here. And how we connect with one another is also how we connect with the earth. That's, you know, keeping in touch.
So there you go. You've got the idea. Absolutely loves a vegan green smoothie.
She does, yeah. But she, oh my God.
And
she
walking
was actually
barefoot.
One of the most, along the beach and hugging trees. And she was painted as this kind of hippie weirdo from Byron Bay in her profile on maths.
Yeah.
But honestly, through her journey of us, seeing her on screen, she's actually a massive empath. She's really charming. She has just this beautiful light that radiates, around her. That's why her name is Lucinda Light, I guess.
Yeah.
So on her website, she paints herself as, Lucinda Light is a polymath creative of many hats and colour. Her keynote speaking and MC service will capture your event of rapture with professionalism, reverence and creativity combined. So yeah, it's incredible. But now she's started to do a tour over in the UK. Now that she's wrapped that up successfully, she's coming back to Australia to do about a 5-day show around some of the cities.
Right, so one show per city or
basically,
something.
Basically, yeah, Melbourne, okay. Sydney, all of that gear.
Trying to get onto her biggest fans and get in front of them for a bit of, earning money.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it, yes.
Yeah, she's in show business.
So basically, she's actually shocked fans by charging almost $200 for a meet and greet ticket. So you've got your regular tickets between $49 and $59 or $69. And then you've got, if you want a meet and greet, it's $189.
Somebody's got to pay for those vegan smoothies. I'm telling you, it is not everyone's cup of tea. But for the right people, would you consider going along?
$189. Yeah, it would have to be someone like Paul Mescal or something like that.
You're not going to see Lucinda Light? $189?
I wouldn't go and see it for that much, but I would go and see her anyway because she's describing her show as a 90-minute melting hug.
What? How much would you pay, Ari? Just briefly.
$20.
That seems more fair to me for
she's
a 90-minute hug.
She's lovely.
There you go.
Yeah. You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So the Creative Village, that is 50 Clyde Street Arts in Hamilton North, is actually set to open its doors this Friday. This is very exciting. This is a one-night-only event showcasing the incredible talent and collaborative spirit of Newcastle's largest collective of artists, also producers, and what they call social innovators. So basically, massive arts festival this Friday in Hamilton.
So brilliant. That's just down the road from our shop, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, the innovator space in there.
That's That's actually great.
Yeah, it's really cool in there. I've had a look around.
Yeah.
And there's some great artists in there just doing their thing.
Yeah,
so
right.
So get out there and support it. Really, really cool.
Well, if you, in case you wanted a little bit more detail, the market is set to feature open studios, so you can go through and take a look, like Crevo said. Some art sales as well, market stalls with secondhand goods and handmade products, food trucks, as well as live music and DJs, a vintage karaoke bus, that's a bit of fun, plus a 7 p.m. family movie. This is incredible.
Wow, how good.
And if you want to see some artists actually do their thing live, a large-scale mural is set to be painted throughout the evening as well.
Right, oh, that's awesome. Face. So you can just see that happening and unfolding as you go.
Entry is free.
Love it.
Oh, this is so good for a Friday night.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Hey, how about this? The rent, of course, prices are getting so high around our area, right?
Always does.
Up and up it goes. It's harder and harder to find, like, an affordable rental. Mm. How about this? This student from China has decided, look, rents in Melbourne are really, really high.
Oh, yeah, unheard of.
But I can just stay a couple of nights a week at a friend's house, and he's a student.
Okay.
So he only has classes Monday to Wednesday. He's got them all jammed into 3 days, like a lot of big days, I guess.
Yeah.
But then on Wednesday, he jumps on a plane and flies back to China, and then he stays with mum and dad.
What? So it's a FIFO studier.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. He goes, it's actually, the flights are actually cheaper than renting somewhere near uni.
Going between China and Australia, though?
That's what I would have thought. But the rents are really bad, especially in the student accommodation and stuff, if you want to be right near the uni.
Yeah.
Really, really high. So he's not the only one doing this, right?
Yep.
So I looked into it and there's another student who studies in Adelaide.
Yep.
But they have a partner in Sydney, and sharing a room together in Sydney is cheaper than renting like another like one bedroom or studio in Adelaide than flying to Adelaide for like once a week for like in-person classes.
What the heck?
That this, like, when the economics work out so, like, these are extreme examples.
Yeah.
But when the economics are like this, you do begin to realise that these, that the rents are just out of control. And you hear of it, like, people that study in Sydney, say, from here in Newcastle, and they go and commute down on the train. And that, it shouldn't be like that. You should be able to, you know, live near where you study at a minimum, right, in basic student accommodation.
Oh, honestly, yeah.
It's, I would say it's also part of the experience is, you know, moving out of home and, you know, experiencing student life to its fullest.
Okay. Just having a quick gather of information here between China and Melbourne and vice versa, it's going to cost you like more than $600, $700 per flight.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah, I mean, well, maybe that's like equivalent accommodation. Maybe his parents' house really nice. And if he wants to get a nice place in Melbourne, it costs more than that. $700 a week? Yeah, I mean, that doesn't get you heaps, does it?
No.
It's not like a penthouse or anything. $700 a week's basic place, right?
Yeah, it really is.
And if you can couch surf for 2 nights at a friend's house, probably is saving money.
I can't believe this.
Absurd, right? Rent prices are too high when people are, like, living overseas just to come in here for a couple of days a week. That's crazy.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Most of us love a good cooking show. I mean,
oh, I'm a big fan. SBS Foods constantly on at our place.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're a big foodie.
Yeah, that's it.
So is my mum, myself, my dad, whatever. So there's lots of different flavours of shows for different types of flavours of people, okay? Including MasterChef. Now, that's one of the biggest in our country, right? MasterChef Australia. It's incredible.
Right.
They do a really good job. Well, MasterChef UK is just as big. And apparently, our favourite rapper here in studio, Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Oh, we're big fans, yes.
Oh, shizzle my dizzle. Looks like he's throwing his hat in the ring in order to replace MasterChef host Greg Wallace. Now,
who's Greg Wallace?
Basically, he's this 60-year-old TV presenter at the heart of, like, a new investigation. You know, it claims about inappropriate nature, whatever.
Okay.
So he's gone. So that's all we need to talk about there.
So wait, is this MasterChef UK?
Yes.
Oh, that guy who's gone. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so not our country, unfortunately, although that would be really cool. Yeah, so over in the UK. So since the news broke of this guy being, you know, kind of kicked off the set and whatever, several stars have appeared on Celebrity MasterChef. But it looks like
There's a chance it might be Snoop.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg has kind of put his hand up and goes, oh, I might do that.
Well, let's remember recently you had a go at the weather. I've got a little clip of it here.
Ow, it's 57 degrees in Mary Jane Falls, Nevada.
That's right.
And then I heard it was going to be 56 degrees in Stoner, Colorado.
That's right.
But my favorite is when it's nice, hot, and misty outside, 84 degrees in Blunt, South Dakota.
Gosh.
He's doing a bit of TV.
Yeah, he's got personality up the wazoo.
Certainly does.
He's been quoted in these articles saying, my boy Gordon Ramsay, he judges on the US version of the show, and I know he would back me to be able to judge the UK version. And then he goes on to say, he knows I'm not playing when it comes to food. He knows I can cook. I've even given him some tips myself. I also hosted a cooking show over here, Martha and Snoop's Potluck Dinner Party. That's an actual show. I want to watch it.
Yeah.
And I've always been vocal about wanting to work on a UK show. I love the place, and for real, this could be the perfect opportunity. So he is selling himself to be able to do this.
Well, I really hope it happens, because that is something I would definitely be watching online.
I would be watching this over the Australian version any day.
Definitely.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Not wanting to dwell on that story too much about the brick getting thrown through the Christmas bus window, but for a moment...
Yeah, can we?
Can we not do stuff like that, please?
Oh, seriously. Like, I only just found out about it as Bree was just telling us then.
Yeah.
Seriously?
I heard about it last night and I thought...
It kind of breaks your heart.
It's the last year of the Christmas bus. This lady's been doing it for 27 years. Mm. And she's like, I'll do one more year. And this idiot does this.
And putting that aside, people on the bus, throwing a brick through a window could have hit someone in the back of the head. King hit. Come on.
It could have done all sorts of damage.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, luckily they're going to repair it, obviously, and get it back up and running
insurance?
As soon as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that stuff. But can we just be, like, nice to people this time of year?
Especially this time of year.
Yeah, and do good things. Don't be doing stuff like that. And hopefully the person's found and they can get the bus back up and running as quickly as possible. And, you know, the lovely lady who runs it is not, like, too, you know, disturbed by the whole thing.
Yeah, and...
Also,
a forceful a reminder as well. Just have some respect.
Yep, that is the minimum.
Yep.
The absolute minimum.
Yeah,
all right,
exactly.
Rant over. Be good to people around Newcastle this time of year, please.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, I keep getting these certain type of videos pop up on my Facebook feed, right, Prevo?
The algorithm knows what you like.
Which is interesting because I've never liked this, as in physically press the button
like
or love or whatever on the Facebook posts, right? So just to paint a picture here, it's a very satisfying video that I actually sit there and watch every time it comes up. So you know how you get like, say for example, you have your iPod,
yeah,
or an iPhone, Samsung, whatever it is you have. And you know how you usually you'd have like your little charging plug-in?
Yeah, the port.
The port, thank you. Or your headphone jack port.
Sure.
Okay. Well, in these videos, because it does have a collection of dust that gets in there.
It sits in your pocket all day, so there's like bits and bobs going in there. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Dust and molecules and what have you. Well, to clean them out, there's this video online that has like a hot glue gun. So you put like some hot glue inside the little port there.
Sure.
You wait for it to dry. You get some tweezers and you grab onto the little tip of the dried glue and you pull it out, and lo and behold, it pulls out all the dust and the dirt and the grime and whatever.
Yeah.
Look, I've never tried it, and it does say don't try this at home.
Probably you need the right glue and the right gun and all that stuff.
Yeah, and the right kind of technique. And just to see this glue and this person pull out with the tweezers, like all of this gunk, it's so satisfying to me because I'm like, look at how clean it's going to be. And it's just like, oh, it's the greatest thing ever.
Well, you know, inside afterwards, it's squeaky clean. There's not a single drop of grime in there.
And you know that either the charging cord or your headphone cord is going to go in there nice and smooth, and it's just going to work properly, and it's just satisfying for all. Now, I pitched this to you yesterday, Crevo, asking you as
so
well.
So funny.
Is there a certain type of video whereby you feel really satisfied from watching? So I know that, for example, my dad likes to watch power washing videos. Like,
where they get like the gurney and do a driveway.
Yeah, basically all footpaths around the backyard
or
the
cart or whatever. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
And he goes, "Well, look how," and they do like a stripe first.
Oh yeah.
So you go, "Wow, the pavers are actually terracotta coloured under there, not sort of blacky grey."
Exactly right.
I've seen those videos. Look, they don't really do it for me.
Okay.
There's a couple of types or categories that do for me.
Yeah.
First one I like is where they'll maybe come into, say, a warehouse or something, and they, like, sort it all out.
What do you mean?
So, like, it's a, I don't know, like a warehouse full of goods. It's a bit messy and disorganized.
Oh, like the Temu and Etsy warehouse.
Something like that, yeah. And then they sort it all out, and at the end it's, like, tidy, and they're, like, give a thumbs up to the camera.
Storage moving videos.
I quite like that. Other ones I like is maybe a little quick renovation makeover of a room.
Ooh.
So they go, join us as we do up the lounge room or something. And they put up some cool paneling, paint it, redo the carpet, and then put new furniture in. Oh, my God, it's like a brand new room. It's like the block on Fast Forward.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
In 60 seconds. Okay, last one I enjoy is, and this is a bit of an odd one, like smelting videos.
What is that again?
So they like get like maybe all bits of copper or something and melt them into bars.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Then they can sell it or something.
Bit niche.
Definitely, but millions of views. I'm not the only one. Millions of views, I tell you. Anyway, they're the ones. Hey, everyone's got their little odd videos. You like watching charging ports being cleared out.
Yeah.
Don't be calling my video weird.
Oh, that's exactly right. We don't judge you.
Yes,
so
here's
what we want to do. 4967-4105. What's a weird type of video that you really like watching? What is satisfying to you? It could be anything.
Yeah, we've given some examples, but there's so many like categories out there where you go, oh, that's so cool when I watch that.
Yeah, a dog's coat being brushed so it's all shiny and not fuzzy anymore, for example.
It is a perfect example.
Yeah.
All right, 4967-4105 in Tanamba. Michelle, what are the weird videos you love watching?
Hello.
Hello.
Good
morning.
I find myself just sitting there watching the guys in Fast Forward mowing the lawn.
In Fast Forward, so not regular mowing,
not full,
Michelle.
Not normal speed.
It's like the when they time lapse it. So
yeah.
And it's all a really rubbish lawn, and they're just tidying it all up, and the whippersnippering and the mowing.
Yeah.
All till it's all done, and I hate gardening. What's that?
So, quick question. Do you reckon you watch one of these every day?
Not every day, but it'd be every couple of days one appears.
Yeah, and you just go, oh, I'm going to watch that. Oh, I want to see that garden nice and trimmed.
Yeah, give me that.
Trim that bush.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's move on to Craig in Kurrumbong. Good morning, Craig. What videos are you watching?
Good morning. How are you?
Great,
Craig.
On the glory side, it'd have to be the cyst popping, like pimple popping.
Oh, you're one of those, Craig. That's something. Okay, I do have a question. So there is like an American series. I think it's called Dr. Pimple Popper or something like that. Are you watching that show as well?
I actually have seen it on one of the platforms, actually, on the algorithm comes up a lot.
Yeah.
They
know. They know your secret, Craig, and you love watching pimples pop.
Hang on, Craig, when you get a pimple, are you popping that sucker?
Oh, absolutely. It's great.
Just, good on you, Craig.
Craig loves it.
105.3. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Let's get stuck into your game for your hump day, for your Wednesday. This is Lois to Lux. Now, I do know that we had some listeners at our Not So Silent Night last night personally come up to say that they love this game, and so do we.
Yeah, so, it's so much fun because you always, say you're the quiz master.
Yes, which I am today. Yes.
I've got no idea, so I get to play along as well.
Exactly. It makes it more fun for us, and of course, it's equally as fun for our wonderful listeners. So how it works, we give you three items from anywhere across our region or online, and what you have to do, you have to put them in order from the cheapest all the way through to the most expensive. And sometimes it's a little bit off-putting, it's a little bit difficult.
Tricky.
Today's one, I think we're going to have some fun.
Hailing from East Maitland, it's Desmond. Good morning, Desmond.
How you going, mate?
Oh, very, very good. You ready to play Lowest Deluxe?
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, he's so ready.
You know how it works. Three things, cheapest to most expensive.
All right, Desmond, I'm your quiz master this morning, so let's dive in. The first item on the list is a Hot Wheels City Transforming Race Tower playset from Big W at Green Hills. Second is the latest MacBook Air fitted with an M3 chip, so it's the fancy one, from Apple in Charlestown. And then last, you've got your Cheetah 2-stroke 23cc bent shaft line trimmer from Bunnings at Wall's End. So basically, a whippersnipper.
Right. So Hot Wheels set.
Yep.
And then you've
the
got...
the latest MacBook Air.
MacBook Air.
And then your 2-stroke line trimmer from Bunnings. Mm. Okay. What do you think's the cheapest out of those, Desmond?
I'm going to the MacBook set.
Yep.
Then
okay.
The whippersnipper.
Yep.
And then the Mac 3.
MacBook.
So sure.
Yeah, very,
so sure. Very confident.
Yeah, East Maitland, that's how people are out there. They know what they like
forward.
And they like what they know.
All right, let's reveal some prizes,
Desmond
shall
loves
we?
It.
Okay, the Hot Wheels playset from Big W.
Yeah.
$39.
Not a bad price.
Yeah, it's pretty good for a tower.
I might get one of those.
Then the Cheetah 2-stroke bent shaft line trimmer from Bunnings. Now, this one surprised me. It's only $149, so still in it.
That certainly are. I mean, things are getting a bit tense here, Desmond.
Hey, good for your dad or maybe your husband or something for Christmas, yeah. Could be.
You feeling confident still?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. MacBook Air, M3 chip from Apple. From $1,799.
Oh, yeah, Desmond. Go get it, boy.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
So
enjoy
good.
Paddington in Peru and potentially Wheatus. What a man. I love Desmond.
Yeah.
I love East Maitland.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
We're doing a lot of content at the moment over the past couple of weeks because the year is ending. There's a lot of statistics that come out about all different industries. Like, you know, you got your music industry.
Spotify rap.
Yeah,
that
all
kind
of that.
Yep.
And whatnot, like most famous words of this year, whatever. Now, Uber has just released new data for 2024's rating. So some of, I guess, the country's best and worst places that have the best and worst Uber ratings. So, for example, you get in your Uber, and if you're mucking about, you're obviously going to get a bad rating.
That's
your driver, right.
Or if you spew in the, you know, seat well or something.
God, I've heard so many stories of that happening this year. It wasn't me. Wasn't me.
Jeez, you jumped to that story quickly.
I just need to shut down any rumours just in case they emerge.
Okay.
Anyway, so residents of Newcastle, our local humble abode here, should pat themselves on the back because apparently we have rated the highest in the annual rider rankings.
Okay. Oh, so we're very well respected or
we're
liked.
We're top of the list.
Yeah, so we're good riders.
Yeah, get this.
Nice.
The average ranking for us here is around a 4.89. So it goes between ratings from 1 to 5.
Okay,
if you're 5 star, then you're the best
perfect.
Of the best.
Yeah.
You've had a great ride. The driver likes you. You were fine. You're well behaved. Whatever the case, right? So 4.89 compared to Cairns in second place. They got 4.88. So that's only like a 0.01.
Very close. Yeah.
And then joint third for Wollongong and the Gold Coast with 4.87. So we're
you're
beating
old stomping
those.
Grounds. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Which, you know, my Uber experience was pretty good there too when I was living there. Busy Sydney siders are sitting right in the middle of the Uber ratings list with 4.84, while the worst city score is Perth in 10th position.
Wow. Okay, what are they at?
4.79 on average.
Geez.
But that, like,
the
you've
worst.
Got to think of all of, like, the bad passengers that are bringing
riders,
that right down.
They're
right?
dragging it down.
And it's been staying there for, like a couple of years, so they're not doing well.
So 4.79 average, the worst city, Perth. Okay.
Pretty much, yes.
All right, so it's time to open up our Uber accounts and see what our ratings are.
I checked mine this morning.
Okay.
So for this year, I'm a 5-star passenger, baby.
5-star? Wow, that
probably
is awesome.
Probably because I get in the car and I sit there very quietly. And if they ask me a question, I just kind of sit up straight and go, oh, yes. Yes, I'm this. Oh, yes, I do this for work. Blah, blah, blah. And I just talk very calmly.
In that voice? Oh, yes, I do this.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, all right.
And if they make a joke, I go, oh. Just a quiet laugh. Everyone who listens to the show knows that I don't laugh quietly.
No,
but
no.
Like, I bring it down.
You're so well behaved in an Uber.
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
Yes. How's your rating?
So, I'm just opening up mine now. And
oh,
you
God.
Said the worst it was in Perth, 4.79.
Yep. Correct.
4.78.
Your worst. Hang on, did you leave crumbs or something in the backseat?
I must have been eating a croissant or something.
A croissant.
And it's just, you know, when you eat a croissant or a sausage roll,
the flakes go everywhere.
It must have been that. Or maybe, I don't know, I was talking loudly on the phone or something.
You were slurring your words.
Or was I the one that vomited in the seat? Well, no, I was not. I will not have that against me. I don't know which dirty Uber driver has done me wrong here and dragging my Uber rating down. I'm usually so good.
Stop your fanciness. We're not in Paris. Don't eat a croissant in the backseat.
Yeah, obviously not.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Skid.
Good morning. My name is Nicholas Kalivas. I am 10 years old in Year 4 at Newcastle Grammar School and I'm today's Weather with Skid. Today's weather forecast is partly cloudy with a chance of a shower and a tops of 26 degrees. Right now in Rutherford, it's 21 degrees. Now back to the Novos and 105.3 New FM.
Oh, well done, Nicholas. That was so good.
That was awesome. You've got a real talent there for public speaking.
Mm.
You should work on that.
Very confident young man, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, very, very good. Now, I do believe that you're a bit into Formula One, F1.
Extremely.
Yeah, okay, ooh. Okay.
Who's watching every race?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Nice,
okay.
Nice. Who's your favourite driver?
Lewis Hamilton by far.
Okay.
Oh, I know that name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I do have a question for you. As an F1 expert,
okay, yeah.
Do you think Daniel Ricciardo will get another F1 driver job or will he end up in another motorsport?
I don't think he'll get back into Formula One, sadly.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think they should put him back in.
Yeah, okay.
Sergio Perez in Red Bull hasn't been going good, so.
You reckon he should get the Red Bull seat
yeah.
again?
Ooh,
all right. There we go.
Spot. Interesting.
Hot take. I like it. I like
okay.
it.
Okay. Also, you're a bit of a Lego fanatic?
Yes.
Okay.
Who doesn't love Lego?
Okay, I have to ask you a question. Are you doing like the big sets that are like over 1,000 pieces?
It's not really set. It's just like one piece big Legos.
Right.
Over 3K.
Wow. Oh, now, the big, yeah, you like the big piece
yeah.
sets.
That's
fair enough. Fair
oh,
enough.
Geez, I can't even do the 9+ sets.
Don't worry about Ari. What's one that you've created recently that you really like?
My Bugatti Chiron.
Oof, that sounds good. You're obviously fancy. Into cars.
Yes.
Obviously into
yeah.
cars. Hey, well, you've done a great job today.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. Yeah, that also gets you a prize, Ari.
Absolutely. Nick, you've scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland. We can jump, climb, party
nice.
And play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open out Charlestown and Green Hills. Kidsworldplay.com.au is also where you can go to find out more information. If you want to be our next Weather Whiz kid and read the weather for us on air next week, get on it now at ufm.com.au.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Chatting to my mate about Christmas just on the phone.
Yep.
And he was saying, oh, yeah, I've just rolled out the tree again. It's 12 years old now.
Oh, that's not bad. That's
I was like,
stint.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
And he sent me a picture, right, of yeah. the box that the tree comes in. Still the original box. It's almost like you know the age of the tree, right?
Yeah.
It's obviously a plastic tree by the amount of rings of tape around it.
I try to keep it all together.
You try to keep this box together. He's like 12 years old. He's like, you got one of those fresh ones you have to chuck away again? I was like, yeah. And he's giving me all this about it.
I mean, the thing is with like these reusable trees, right? Because I have a plastic one as well. When it comes in like the certain storage box that it comes in, you keep it because you just put it in the roof or put it out the back in the garage like after you finish for the season. Happy days, it's got its own little place.
Yeah.
But the cardboard's not very strong. So,
well,
like,
not compared to the weight of a tree,
well,
right?
Yeah, I would understand why it has so many rings of tape around it.
Yeah, and I was like, actually, you know what? 12-year-old tree. That's pretty impressive.
Not bad.
But you think you can one up that already?
I can absolutely double that and more.
Double and more? How old's your tree?
So the family Christmas tree, so
yeah.
not mine, my mum and dad's, they've had that since around when I was born, actually. So I'm nearly 27
what?
Years old.
No.
Yep.
You're 27?
I'm nearly 20. I'm a month away from being 27.
You look younger than that, Ari.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you wouldn't know it.
No Botox for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is the thing. It's like over 25 years old. We got it from Myers.
Right, so it was probably a bit nicer one.
So back in the day, I think it cost quite a bit, like for the economy that what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But Mum was like, you know what, this is going to be an investment. We need to get a good tree for our family. And it has, and I even put it up the other week. It still fits and looks beautiful.
Wow, that is impressive.
Yeah.
This is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105, around Newcastle. Do you have a really old Christmas tree?
Yeah, how many years? What is it?
What's the shape of the box it came in like? Does they have a lot of tape around it as well? Or what, you know, how's the box going?
Okay, I'll confess something.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Mum got rid of the box like a couple of years, like 2 years ago, because it was so like
I don't even know if your tree counts anymore.
It was moth eaten. It was like really flimsy. There was too much tape and it was just horrible. So Mum ended up getting like this massively big kind of sleeping bag thing on wheels that she shoves it in. It's
sleeping
huge.
Bag on wheels. I love that description. In Maitland, Karen, how old's your tree? What's the box look like?
My mother has Christmas tree. We carved from David Jones in Newcastle Mall.
Yeah.
The mahogany piece of dowel with holes drilled in it. That has the wire wrapped.
Oh, my God, you got the worst line in Newcastle, but...
I know, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's made of wood in the middle.
The box is a cylinder.
The box is a cylinder. That's pretty impressive.
That is. Must be very, very old and made of wood and stuff. That's super cool.
That's going above and beyond for your tree.
It is.
Okay, Annie in Brangston, good morning. Do you have an old Christmas tree?
Using a tree to make a tree.
Yeah, I do it. Over 20 years old. And it's in a... my mum's old Tupperware bag on wheels.
And
it's disintegrating and very dusty. And it's all falling off the tree, and I don't know how we have a tree left.
Yeah,
right. Oh, my gosh.
Are you going to keep, like, persisting with it?
It's got sentimental value, Crevo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to hold on to that thing forever, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
I love that.
That
okay.
is very cool.
Something that's been in the family forever.
A long time.
Wrapping it up with Matt in Maitland. Good morning, Matt. Do you have an old tree?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, tell us about it.
Yeah, my tree's 33 years old. My mum and I went to David Jones in Canberra when I was 14 and bought it. Yep. And then when I had kids, my parents gave it to us to keep using it with our kids.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yep, 33 years old and still got half the original decorations with it as well.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
That's really cool.
So what I'm gathering from all these stories is if you go to David Jones or Myers, you're going to wind up with a 50-year-old tree at the end of your life.
Yeah, and it's still going to, especially if you keep the original deco, it's very impressive.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Just wanted to give a reminder about our giving tree that we've got up at Westfield Katara.
Mm-hmm.
This is your chance to drop off unwrapped presents for the kids. They go to great charities this year, going to Jenny's Place, the John Hunter Children's Hospital and John Hunter Hospital School.
Gosh, so important.
It really is, because, you know, Christmas morning, to wake up to a present when you're not expecting it is just so lovely.
It'll bring joy to your heart.
It really will, and it's just so easy. You don't even have to wrap it. As I said, when you're doing your shop already, just grab one or two more things.
Just an extra little tidbit.
Yeah, that's it, and drop it off at the giving tree. Also, if you're looking for some, like, affordable ideas, you know, cost the living's high, we get that. newfm.com.au, plenty of suggestions on there.
Yeah.
So please drop off what you can at Westfield Katara. It's just located near level 2, Angus and Coote, just near Angus and Coote there.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's a beautiful tree.
It is. So please get involved, drop something off where you can.
That's right.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Because, of course, it is nearly the end of the year. Google has decided to release its snapshot of the most things that were searched on its platform from Aussies this year. Okay, so I'm talking about the top 2024 Google searches for Aussies. Now, A lot of it, you wouldn't be surprised, because mainly it's about all the stuff that we either talk about here on the show.
Yeah.
Or if it's like, you know, you're Googling it yourself because you just want to find out more. So for example, politics and sport clearly dominated online queries for Aussies. Google found the US election to be the most top search topic of the year. I believe it, because my dad spends all day on the computer
searching
looking at US politics.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Followed quickly by the Paris Olympics medal tally, because, of course, we all were curious about where we sat on the table. And also the results from the UEFA European Football Championship, because we don't care about grassroots here, apparently.
Apparently not. Apparently not.
Oh, my gosh. Also, perhaps helped by her massive Eras tour, Taylor Swift claimed the fifth most popular search query in Australia, also being named the top global figure to be searched on Google. Next of all, you have among public figures for Australia, Reagan.
Oh, yep. Yep, she definitely was getting a lot of search traffic.
Yeah, well, she earned the third spot on the list following her headline-grabbing performance of the kangaroo-like moves from the Paris Olympics. How could you forget? Also, you got free journalist Julian Assange. He scored second place, so that's interesting. Also, you've got the business entrepreneur John Singleton, who was named the most searched Aussie figure, sadly, after suffering a personal tragedy during the Bondi Junction stabbing attack. But we'll move swiftly on from that, of course.
Yeah.
Also, other search trends revealed Aussies' curiosity about words such as demure. We've already covered this last week.
That's right. We were talking about most used words that came up.
Well, it was made popular in a TikTok video. Also, there was interest in do-it-yourself car maintenance for a search topic.
I think that might be cost of living thing. People are like, I'll do the oil change myself.
Well, also that, and because some mechanics can be a little bit dodgy and charging you like a grand for something that'll cost you $100 to do.
So you're wanting to find out, is this a reasonable price, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Also, Halloween costumes. Now, this is like a top Google search I had this year because I went to my first Halloween party.
I forgot about that. Yeah. So you were trying to, I guess, hunt down what you should dress up as, if you will.
Exactly. Also, edgy entertainment choices such as the movie Saltburn and the TV series Baby Reindeer also ranked highly on the Google search trends.
Now, I've been looking into my search history over the past 12 months to try and identify the trends for me.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's some clear ones.
Okay.
I think I must be on that whole trying to save money by fixing stuff myself, because how to fix blah, blah, blah is so many of the searches.
Exactly.
Up there as well, real estate. Not going to buy anything, but I'm just curious. I've like always curiosity. Like, oh, I wonder how much that house is worth. Or when was that last sold? That sort of stuff.
Yep.
Then I had as well various like specials. So that if, say, for example, you know the stuff that always goes on like half price or whatever?
Yeah.
Your big, you know, Colesworth. Yep. I'm always trying to hunt down what those are, like where the cheapest way to buy this is that we've run out of or whatever.
Yep.
Also vans, because I'm thinking of getting another, like changing vans. So many searches for like Toyota Hiace van, or, you know, is there any problems with the Ford Transit vans, that kind of thing.
That makes a lot of sense.
But my number one is recipes.
Oh, that checks out for you.
If when I scroll through my history from the past 12 months, it's like half of all searches.
It doesn't surprise me, because every time like we come into the studio every week, you're always showing me some type of recipe.
Yes, because I'm always, and there's so many, it's actually extraordinary how many recipes I search for.
Taste.com.au gets a lot of foot traffic.
It definitely does, all of that.
Well, my history is a little bit different. First and foremost, my top kind of Google search would have to be trading hours. So, like, looking at all different, like, shops, like Big
W.
So
when do they close, or when do they open?
Well, where's Cameron Park? You know, all that type of thing. Like, I need to know when things close.
Yeah.
So, you know, or open, so I can get in first serve.
Yeah.
Also, I've also got, like, rentals as well. So I'm still keeping my eye on the market, seeing what things are like around Lake Macquarie and Newcastle.
So you get your own place maybe next year?
Eventually, yeah, you know, when
point,
I want to move out.
Yep.
And also date ideas, because you know what? I'm going to need some help. I want to be able to have a romantic time with my partner, so I'm the one always organising dates.
Hunting
so there
down,
you go.
Yeah, some date ideas.
Last but not least, I've actually looked through multiple sites on this, how to sell a plushie.
Oh, right. You're trying to...
And at the end of the day, I still haven't done it because I can't do it.
Still can't do it.
UFM. De Novo's. De Novo's.
Yesterday, we had the pleasure of heading out to the Hunter Valley Gardens.
Yes.
for our Christmas light spectacular slash not so silent night.
Yep.
All rolled into one. Your first time attending one of these, Ari?
Yeah, I've heard great things about them. I've just never been.
And it was so much fun. A lot of families out there having a great time. Great weather, not too hot, which was lovely.
Beautiful breeze.
Joel from your Live and Local Drive Home representing as well on the mic, which was great. The food was fantastic, all thanks to the Crafty Pit.
Yes.
Lovely burgers, chicken burgers, beef burgers, all that sort of stuff.
Nuggets.
Nuggets for the kids, and
the
they were popular.
Chips were so good.
Yeah.
Perfect, in fact.
If you're thinking about getting some catering for an event, cannot recommend these guys enough.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to give a thanks and a shout out to the Boolaroo Fancy Dress and Party Hire Costume Shop out at Boolaroo. They hooked us up with some gear for the event, which was fantastic.
Amazing.
There were so many fun, you know, activities as well going on, you know, games to be played, mobile video games. You can book them now at mobilevideogames.com.au. They had this trailer full of video games, like aircon and stuff in there as well.
Yeah.
And the kids loved that.
Oh, they were obsessed.
Yeah,
it
was very, very popular.
Yeah.
Multiplayer, of course. They can all play against each other or whatever.
Yeah.
So get that for your party if you're thinking about it, because it was awesome, right?
My favourite part of it was when I spotted that totem pole tennis
game. Tennis,
Oh, my God, I haven't played that for years and years and years. So I just went and versed myself.
And you
broke it twice.
Straight away.
I was so competitive against myself. I was enjoying it.
Yeah, we had those kind of fun party games out there. And as soon as you went to the totem tennis, I was like, Ari's going to break that.
Oi!
She's too strong, right? For that sort of thing, for kids.
That was good fun.
Yeah, it was a great event. And, of course, the Christmas light spectacular.
Gorgeous.
Isn't that an amazing thing to behold?
Yeah, new stuff.
That's right, 4 million lights. If you're thinking about going out there, cannot recommend it enough. Get out there and support the Hunter Valley Gardens and enjoy the Christmas lights this year. Yeah, look, hopefully bigger and better next year is all I can say.
Let's do it.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
How about this for a Christmas bonus? Mm. This company called AirTrunk.
AirTrunk?
Yeah, so they basically build and host data centers, like where companies store their stuff in the cloud kind of thing.
Oh,
right?
Cool.
They're an Australian company. They just got bought out, so they distributed a big bonus for everyone, an average of $65,000 per worker.
What?
And they flew everyone to Bali for a company conference.
Oh, my God. Can we get that?
Well, good question.
I say yes. I reckon we could.
Look, I think it's a little bit high for where we work.
I'll take $5.
Hey, who wouldn't? But isn't that an amazing Christmas gift? Imagine you're just working away. You're doing your normal job.
Yeah.
And then this pops into your account.
Well, I think it would be great to hold on to your stuff. Like, your workers aren't going anywhere if you give them those bonuses.
That's right. They just got acquired and basically it valued the business hugely in the tens of billions or even hundreds of billions.
Oh, so they got money to spare.
A lot of money to spare. And the guy, the leader, the owner, his name is Robin Kunda.
Ooh.
And he said, look, I've done really well for myself this year. I've become Rich Lister, basically. Gosh. I'm going to reward everyone.
Good on him.
Average of 65K. That means some people got more. If you'd been working there longer,
wow,
you really got paid well. Merry Christmas to all those people who work at AirTrunk, is all I'll say.
I sense a career shift coming. I'm kidding.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
I've stumbled across this kind of weird little Christmas tradition overseas. It came up during an article I was searching for. This is for Christmas. In the town of Gävle, or however it's pronounced, over in Sweden, apparently part of their Christmas tradition is to build a gigantic 13-metre high straw goat statue. It's made out of hay. Hey, that goat over there. It's built every year in the square about a month before Christmas. And you would think, oh, this is really cool.
Like a big goat?
Cute.
Yeah.
It was back in like the pagan days that this kind of thing started.
Sure.
But this just became like a cool little artifact to have. Well, except it gets burnt down pretty much every year. So this massive 13-metre statue made of straw gets burnt. So part of the townspeople's take on this Christmas tradition is to see just how long the goat lasts before local vandals try to destroy it.
Gets your goat. And it needs to be burnt down. But that's such a strange tradition, isn't it? But you know what? The world is full of them. You think, and to us, like to other people, our traditions seem strange.
Very basic.
But cultural understanding, right, is what this is about. So what other ones have you got for us?
So I've gone through and had a look at some of my favourite ones. So first and foremost, Ukraine, this is interesting. Ukraine residents actually put spiders and spider webs on their trees, fake obviously,
right?
Which when they scrape back all of the webs, it's meant to bring good fortune to the families.
Ooh, that's really...
Kind of like uncovering things.
The tree,
you know?
It's
great.
Right. I love that.
Over in Iceland, with the harsh winter weather, families celebrate this by coming together to protect one another and ensure that nobody gets taken by the Christmas cat, a.k.a. the Yule cat, which is like kind of like an evil cat. It's meant to scare kids into good behaviour, but frankly, we're just as freaked out as the adults hearing about this one.
Apparently as well, in Iceland, on Christmas Eve, everyone reads their books. So they get a book and read it on Christmas Eve.
That's a bit boring.
So it's like all quiet. That's the idea. So it's all quiet. Very interesting. Or maybe that's something parents came up with. Yeah, that and the scary cat.
In the early 70s, KFC over in Japan actually created its Kentucky for Christmas ad campaign promoting fried chicken as the perfect Christmas meal. And now eating KFC food as a Christmas meal is still a huge holiday tradition in Japan.
Do you reckon you can get behind that?
No.
Kentucky fried?
No, because you can have that any time of the year. It's not special, is it?
Oh, that is true.
Yeah. In Mexico, not big tree people. Instead, locals proudly display their elaborate nativity scenes in their homes or gardens throughout the Christmas season. Usually, local communities create their own or that's been designed by other craftspeople in their town.
So interesting, isn't it? Because you have our traditions here and you go, in your mind, that's how everyone does it. But it's not at all. They've got all this other stuff going on all over the world at the same time.
Exactly. Well, in southern Italy and Rome in particular, you'll find shepherds playing the bagpipes. Usually performing in pairs, these legends break out the tunes in the piazzas across the regions, all while everyone goes about their business, dressed in traditional sheepskins and wool cloaks.
Now, your family's from Italy.
Yeah.
Any bagpipers in and amongst the mix?
No, but we have a lot of family members that think they're operatic singers.
Right.
It's like, you are not Andrea Pacelli, so please stop singing, you suck.
A bit less of that, please.
New FM. The Novos.
Ari, what's on for the rest of the day for you today?
So I've finally just bit the bullet and thought, you know what? I'm just going to take myself because no one else is going to take me. So I'm going to go see Wicked.
Finally. You know what? I look forward to Ari's review tomorrow.
I'm very excited, and it's about damn time. Yes.
I've got to take Molly the Whippet to the vet for her annual vaccinations and checkup.
She's all good though, right?
I think so.
Great.
I think they'll be like, yep. You know, pat the dog.
Fine.
Here, have a snack, and they give it like a little treat. She'll be absolutely terrified. She hates the vet.
Are you going to give her a schmackos?
Probably. Just
give
it two. One on the way in, one on the way out. That
Perfect.
Sort of thing. Try and sweeten the experience.
One happy pooch.
Exactly. Hey, we've got to give away a prize as well today. We've got a double pass to go and see Wheatus for their Dirtbags Across Australia acoustic tour at the Hamilton Station Hotel on the 26th of Jan next year.
Mm-hmm.
You can book your tickets now to see Wheatus at thehamiltonstationhotel.com. Mm-hmm. Get them before they sell out. Today it goes to Matt in Maitland.
Oh.
We had a chat to him earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. Let's see how all that went.
My tree's 33 years old. My mum and I went to David Jones in Canberra when I was 14 and bought it. And then when I had kids, my parents gave it to us to keep using it with our kids.
What I'm gathering from all these stories is if you go to David Jones or Myers, you've got to wind up with a 50-year-old tree at the end of your life.
Yeah, talking about old Christmas trees earlier in the show.
Yeah, a lot of people have them.
Belter of a story. Well done, Matt. Enjoy those tickets. We'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.